Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, 5 after 8. It is the Boomer and Geo program. Geo will be back next week. Built Ford Tough Studio, 888-808-1019 is the number.
Jerry, today is a huge day. It is a huge day for all of us. And I don't necessarily know that it's getting the amount of attention that it should be getting. But I'm going to ask you if you know these two names.
Mm-hmm. Are these... they playing in Japan right now?
No, they're not playing in Japan right now.
Okay.
Butch Wilmore and Sunny Williams.
The astronauts.
Yes. So the astronauts have begun their departure of the space station. Now, this is interesting because, you know, they're only supposed to be up there for 10 days. And they took off last June of 2024 and ended up getting stuck up there for over 9 months. They have been in space for 285 days. Can anybody tell me the record for days spent in space and who did it?
Well, I mean, I saw it in a movie once, but that doesn't count.
Right, that doesn't count. Eddie, it sounds like something you would probably
know. I don't know the names, but I'm guessing it's a Russian.
No, it's Peggy Whitson. She did it for 289 days.
Wow.
Now, these guys are up there for 285 days. What's like five more days?
Oh, you want him to get the record.
Get the record! Why wouldn't you get the record?
Yeah, but then with the window, it might be extending it too
much. Yeah, I know there's a lot of other things that are impacting this, the variables that they have to take into account. But I think I would have said, hey, look, I would like to stay up here for like, you know, five more days and maybe we set the record.
But they weren't even supposed to. Like, they've just been hanging out, not doing anything.
Yeah, I know.
They're kind of compilers at this point.
You think they're compilers. Okay.
So they splashed down today
at 5:57 p.m.
It is interesting. Like, we take for granted, like, they're just going to go pick them up and come back. It's got to be just so much more difficult than that.
I mean, it's not an Uber.
Right. I mean, like I said, you just, they're coming back today. Well, let's hope that they make it and everything goes well.
Yes, exactly. And you pray that everything goes well and that they land safely and they come out and they're okay. And I'm sure they'll spend a few days being looked over and dealt with because they'll have to, you know, reacclimate themselves back to the Earth's gravity and all that good stuff that goes into it.
There had to have been a moment. We talked about this briefly yesterday, but there had to have been a moment up there when they realized they weren't coming back after 10 days, where there was some indecision, maybe from NASA, the government, whoever, where they had no idea when they were coming back. And just days are passing, and you're looking into nothingness. And it's just, I don't know. It's gotta, I know it's what they signed up for in terms of what their career is, but there's still, it's got to be brutal up there.
Well, you know, SpaceX wanted to go up and get them, and they were told they couldn't. I don't know, you could do whatever you want with that and feel like, you know, you could look at it one way, look at it another way. I don't really care. They're coming back today. Hopefully they're going to be safe. And 285 days in space.
Yep. Fingers crossed. No question about it. Jennifer in Long Beach. Good morning, Jen.
Hey, guys. How are you? I love the show so much. What's happening? So this morning I called Al Dukes for a different reason because I wanted to see if I could set him up with my friend. But I found out he has a girlfriend.
Yes.
But what I want to know
is... Why would you want to do that to your girlfriend? Really, honestly, why would you want to do that?
the fair question.
Come on, guys. I love Al. He's awesome.
But he doesn't like to do anything,
he doesn't
Jen.
Want to go anywhere. He doesn't want to do anything. He just wants to be by himself most of the time and, you know, until the, you know, goes out to on dates with Gina and stuff like that. So what makes him interesting that you thought that her friend, your friend, would actually want to go out with him?
Well, because every time I call, he puts me on the show. That's why.
Okay,
every time I call, he puts me on.
So that's fair. That's preferential treatment. But this is how you would have to sell Al. No disrespect. No disrespect. This is how you would have to sell Al to your girlfriend. He's got a great job in the morning, but he gets up in the middle of the night. He's got a dog that gets him up while he is sleeping, so he's going to be cranky when he comes home, needs to go to bed by 7. On the weekends, would prefer not to go out to dinner because he hates the way they cook the food, but has nothing else of interest in his life to do, so feels obligated to go to the restaurant, refuses to go to concerts now if there aren't seats because he doesn't want to stand up because at this stage of his life, it's too long, and he quit drinking. Other than that, he's a prize. How would you sell that to your girlfriend?
God. All right, I can't. But I called for a different reason, and okay. I didn't want to kick him when he was down because I felt that he did so poorly in the St. John's quiz and didn't know where the game was. So really, I wanted to know if I could get a job at the studio.
Yeah, what are you doing next week? Jen, you never know. Hang in there, all right?
Yeah, definitely.
Thanks very much. Oh, that's funny. See? She's listening. She knows what's going on.
Yeah, but if she knew what was going on, Al's got Gina in his life.
Well, that's true. But I think it's
Gina,
nice
by
that
the
she
way,
likes
is a saint.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. That she puts up with this.
She likes him.
Basis.
She loves him.
I know she does. Yes, she does. Can we do something a little off the beaten path here? Just a little bit. Because you've got...
We just did something off the beaten path.
She hung up.
Coming back.
Well, I know. I understand. number one, how about this line before I move on? Because I just saw this. Remember Quentin Grimes?
Yes.
Did you see his line last night?
I did not.
46 points, 13 rebounds, and 5 assists. Quentin Grimes.
Well, there's a reason why Tom Thibodeau liked
that. That is unbelievable. Anyhow, you have the... So when you asked me about a couple of people, I said, is it referencing something in Japan? I actually thought you were going to talk about opening day in baseball. That's where I thought you were going.
Okay.
So forget about that. The Dodgers are playing the Cubs. Nobody cares around here. But I did think it was interesting, and I think you'll find some of these... odds interesting when you look at this season real quick.
Baseball season.
Which opens up today for those two teams, but for our teams and the rest of the league next Thursday.
All right, so if I had to guess, when you say odds, you're talking about winning the World
Series. I'm going to give you a couple different things. To win the World Series, we're not stupid. We know the Dodgers are going to be
favored
by
a mile.
Yes, so they're plus 240. Who do you think are the next three teams? I mean, I'll be honest, I was surprised.
Really?
I was surprised by the actual odds.
Okay, so the next three teams, I got to believe, are the Mets in there?
No.
They're not in there.
Okay. That's what surprised me, but no, they're not.
Phillies?
The Phillies are. They are right ahead of the Mets.
Okay, how about the Texas Rangers?
No, not in the top six. I have the top six teams. The Rangers are not there.
Okay, the Yankees there?
The Yankees are there, and ahead of the Mets, the Yankees are up.
So well, I think that has to do with more
the
American League.
That's... Fair, but it's to win the World Series, not get there. But all right, fair. So the Dodgers plus 240, the Yankees are third, Phillies fourth, Mets are fifth, and the second team would be the Mets' nemesis forever.
Oh, the Braves.
Correct. All right, so that's fine. Win totals for the Mets and Yankees, if I asked you the Yankees, or let me ask you this, which team do you think they have Vegas has winning more games?
Yankees.
No, they have the Mets winning more games.
Jesus.
90.5, they have the Yankees. Now, I don't know. The Yankees, this could be post-Garrett Cole and all the injury stuff, I'm sure, and the Yankees have been beaten up. So maybe that's why, but they have the Yankees at 88.5. And then just quickly, the MVP race, which I find interesting
this
year.
Shohei Ohtani, number one.
Okay, so National League, 100%, that is Shohei Ohtani. Who do you think comes in next in the National League?
Well, I would think it would be Juan Soto.
Look at you. You nailed it. That's right.
Yes.
Then after that?
Bryce Harper.
Good guess. Bryce Harper comes in fifth.
How about Acuna?
No, you're talking about... No, he's not on the list. He's not on the top five that I grabbed.
Is he starting
Fernando,
the season? Might
be still hurt. I'm not sure. Fernando Tatis. Mookie Betts, who's sick. They have Francisco Lindor. Now, think about... And this is, I think, the Soto effect.
Well, the second half of the season, Francisco Lindor was awesome.
And was getting... I don't want to say he was getting MVP consideration from the experts.
No, he was. The problem with Francisco is always like the first 6 weeks of the season. Like he comes out.
Oh, April's brutal. Yeah.
I mean, it's so if he can just get off to a reasonably good start, let's say like 275 and, you know, maybe 5 or 6 home runs and 25 RBIs.
Early on.
Yes.
So, and that leads me to exactly the point I was going to make. Because a lot of times when we talk about betting and odds, we talk about value, right?
Yep.
So if you told me that Juan Soto is plus 550. Francisco Lindor, I would think, with Juan Soto now here.
Plus 550. Is he a plus or a minus?
Oh, he's a plus.
He's a plus.
A big plus.
A big plus?
A big plus. That's my point. I think if I was going to make a bet here, I would take Lindor. They have him at plus 2,000.
Whoa.
Now, it doesn't mean he's going to win anything, but I would think
you would think the opportunity yes. for him or Pete Alonso, by the way.
Could be, yeah.
They certainly don't have Alonso on the top of that list.
No, I'm sure I didn't go crazy. I'm sure Alonso's in the home run props. I didn't
American
do that.
American League, so Aaron Judge's got to be number one in the American League.
But tied.
He's tied with Vlad Guerrero.
No, not on the list. Not on my top five. Bobby Witt Jr. In Kansas City. So you got him, and then I'll give you the other three.
Kansas City's Bobby Witt Jr.
Yeah.
He's good. No, he's not good. He's great.
And then the other three in the American League would be Gunnar Henderson, Corey Seager, and Yordan Alvarez. Interestingly enough, when you go back to the World Series odds, the Orioles come in right behind the Mets, and the Orioles did nothing.
So let me ask you a
this
question.
Offseason. Yeah.
So Vlad Guerrero's not at the top of that list.
No.
You going to pay him $600 million next year?
No, I would not. I would not.
Didn't the Toronto Blue Jays offer him some ungodly
sum? I thought
they
offered him $400 million.
Okay.
Which is still an ungodly number.
And then again, then the insiders were all talking about $600 million.
Well, so what's happening is you've got people that say he's not Juan Soto, so you're not going to get Soto money, but $600 million. There's no way. He's not Aaron Judge. I agree. Nor would I give him anything more than 6 or 7 years, and I'm sure, like these other guys, he's going to want 12, 13, 14 years. That's where the big number comes in.
This Bobby Witt Jr. is a great baseball player.
Yes.
Aaron Judge is a great baseball player.
Best
Aaron Judge
seen.
Would steal more, but I guess they probably don't want him doing that because they don't want him getting hurt. And he could steal more if he wanted to.
They don't allow him.
I mean, he could do exactly what Shohei Ohtani did last year. I think he's not as fast as Shohei, but he could do like Shohei Ohtani, the reason he was so amazing last year, all right, they paid him $700 million to pitch and hit.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a guy who couldn't pitch because he was undergoing Tommy John surgery. So what did he do? He stole bases.
He did.
And he hit
bombs.
Home runs.
Yes, he did.
I mean, that is a guy that is showing up every single day and playing his ass off.
Yeah.
And I think Aaron Judge does that, too, for the Yankees.
As long as he stays healthy.
To me, outside of Shohei Ohtani, because he does two different things, the best on-field baseball player in baseball has got to be Aaron Judge or Bobby Witt Jr. and Mookie Betts when he's healthy.
Yes, I would totally agree. And remember, Judge played center field last year. I mean,
he's a stud.
The guy is a stud.
And I know he dropped the pop-up
in the World Series.
Whatever, but he played a good center field last year. This guy's a great baseball player, man.
Yeah. I'm totally with him.
And I guess everybody wants to look at playoffs and this and that. But
well, that's something that until he A-Rod had that too when he was here, and A-Rod had the big 2009 postseason. Otherwise, I think A-Rod's postseason numbers with the Yankees were horrific.
To me, it's mind numbing. He's the best. He really is the best baseball player in baseball.
He dropped the ball.
Great defensive player. Great arm. He can run. He hits for power. Hits for average. Gets key RBIs during the regular season at least. I mean, he's just everything you want. I mean,
and Garrett Cole's one of the best pitchers you've ever seen. And he forgot to cover first base. I mean,
that's laziness, but that's also on the manager too. I'm sorry.
Oh no, it's not. No way. No how. No chance.
It is
up that ass. No way.
Up
Garrett
that ass.
Cole. I didn't say yours.
Why?
I said that one.
Why do you always have
Here's
to go
why.
There?
I'll tell you why. Because that is taking the blame off the $40 million a year pitcher that has been covering first base since he's 12 years old.
Listen, and believe me, he's gotten all the criticism in the world.
But I am not blaming Aaron Boone for that.
Put John Tortorella in that.
He's going to recover first base,
or you put Billy Martin in that dugout. Those guys are running.
No,
and you know what? They're not going to be afraid to confront somebody. Now I know the players are different this year. The money's bigger, but you know, Aaron Boone, and I know it's a long season. I understand all that, and all the crap that goes into it and the decision making. But again, I'm going to go back to what I think Aaron Glenn is trying to do with the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
starting to hold everybody accountable. We got this beautiful building. Everybody's got nice, you know, nice stuff. Everybody's got a great locker room. You got a great weight room. You got great food over there. You got great fields. You know what? It's time to start winning some goddamn football games.
Well,
and if I were, you know, and I know Aaron Boone is, you know, I like him as a manager.
They were in the World Series.
But I want people to be held accountable.
He was held accountable. He dragged through the coals all season. They didn't re-sign him. These guys in Detroit.
But I never felt like, you know, there were these things. And what's his name from the Dodgers who abused the Yankees after it was over? What's his name?
I don't remember. The pitcher. I don't remember who it was. I know who you're talking about. He was on all podcasts. I know.
Yeah, and he said, all we had to do is make the Yankees play baseball or something. You know what I'm saying?
That's easy to say.
I want the manager to hold these people accountable. That's all.
John, I'm all good with you agreeing with Boomer, but I'd love for you to tell me, why is that Boone's fault when that is something that Gerrit Cole has done? Hold on one second. I'll give you plenty of time.
Well, you just... I was just explaining it, and then you just
John called.
All right. So okay, John. Great John called.
John called. If
everything stops when John calls.
I like that, Boom.
All right. Yeah, well,
all kidding
got some
aside.
Respect from Jerry, I think.
Yeah, so all kidding aside, Jerry, I'm a coach, right? And I don't coach baseball, but I coach football. At the end of the day, right, Aaron Boone's biggest problem, and you can see with my man for the second baseman that he didn't play second base very good.
I'm not arguing with Gleyber
Torres. He was never about the details. Yes, Torres.
But
he was never about the little details. He's never about the little details. He never gets them out there doing
John,
the right things.
John,
the
hold
whole
on.
Year.
John, hold one on, second, on. One second, one okay, second, okay, one okay. second. We're talking about Gerrit Cole, all right?
Yes.
Gerrit Cole,
yep.
As far as I know, has never forgotten to cover first base in his entire what might be Hall of Fame career. And in one instance, he had a mind lapse. That's Aaron Boone's
okay.
fault?
Listen to me. You got to understand. It wasn't just one instance, Jerry.
It was for
You're
Gerrit
talking about
Cole.
The whole
Are we going to blame him for
Aaron Judge
dropping a pop-up, too?
Yeah, well, I mean, you drop a pop-up, that you're not going to blame him on that. But you got to understand, Jerry.
We're not going to... Hold on. So he gets no blame for dropping a pop-up, but Gerrit Cole, we're going to run into the next night.
What do you mean, no blame? I mean, he got criticized for dropping a
so
pop-up.
So did Gerrit Cole. He got mauled for months in the offseason.
Correct, but I'm talking about fundamentals, Jerry, and the coach is responsible for the fundamentals of the team.
He's going to the Hall of Fame. He's never done that before. One time in a... Now, if you told me, John, that in May he forgot to cover first base and nothing was done, and then it happened again in August, which is only two times in like 28 starts, so maybe it happened twice and it was never addressed. I agree with you. That never happened before to him.
But to the team. It's constantly with the team. The team
but
is constantly
with
bad
Cole.
Defense.
And,
all right. Thanks, John. All right, Jerry, hold on for a second. Here's the deal.
Good Lord.
The problem with it is that it permeates throughout the team, and you never know when it's going to show itself. You never know when the laziness, the laissez-faire attitude, you know, not going full on the whole time. You never know when it's going to show itself.
So you think Gerrit Cole is being lazy in that?
100%. 100%. And I'm sorry. You're getting paid $30 million a year. You're getting paid all this money. And quite frankly, I usually love when the players make the money. I'm happy for them. But at the end of the day, the manager has got to hold people accountable. And again, it goes back to communication, how you communicate with people, and the expectations that you place upon them. You know, just because you sign a big contract and you come in this locker room doesn't mean that me as the manager can't hold you accountable.
But
and you know what? He also has...
There was nothing else to hold him accountable for.
And by the way, his captain is Aaron Judge. And Aaron Judge leads by example. Dropping a pop-up is not because of lack of effort. That's a mistake that can happen to anybody. A lack of effort is not covering first. A lack of effort is not running your grounders out.
This is unbelievable. I am blown away by this. Like, you're going to tell me there was never a time you threw an interception and you didn't give 100% to go tackle the guy? Like, it happens.
Well, in my generation, we were told to go tackle a guy.
But I'm sure there were times you didn't.
There were times that Dan Marino would throw a pass and he'd walk off the field. You know, every coach
one
treated their...
One time Gerrit Cole did this.
I don't care. And one time came at the wrong time. And it just permeates. And,
wow.
and I don't... Again, I do not want to speak for Yankee fans. I don't want to get into this long dissertation as to, you know, coaches and what their responsibilities are. But I believe... And this is exactly, I'm telling you, what Aaron Glenn's trying to get done with the Jets. It starts right now.
You can't compare the Yankees to the Jets, though. You can't. The Yankees won the pennant. They were in the World Series. They won a million games. They win a million games every year, and they're in the playoffs every year. I get that people don't like Aaron Boone. I'm not saying you. I know a lot of people.
Like Aaron
I know
Boone.
You do.
I do.
I know a lot of people don't like Aaron Boone. But that, to me, from a
I don't think that they don't like him. I think that they think that sometimes he's too player friendly. But they also don't understand the relationships over a 230-day period of time and how much stress and pressure there are players that are under those stresses and pressures, and he has to manage that. And I think he does a great job doing that. I just think that when there is a mistake made when it comes to fundamentals because of a lack of hustle or intensity, that does come from the head coach or the manager in this case.
Couldn't it be as simple as he misread the play? Like, honestly.
Guy's been pitching for how long?
And that's exactly my point.
Why are you taking something for granted when you shouldn't be?
And if it happened prior, I would agree with you. It's never happened before.
You know what?
I
think Tom Thibodeau keeps the Knicks on edge. I do. I think he also deals with them, you know, in a certain way. And then he ramps up the intensity when it comes to the playoffs just simply because that season's way too long as well. You know, this is why, you know, these coaches and these managers are the face of your franchise and you are entrusting them with almost $1 billion worth of athletes.
I know we got to go. We'll take a break. What should he have done then in that spot? Like, I
would hope that spot would never arise. That's the thing. Like when it starts to show itself in certain areas, if you don't nip it in the bud initially, then it will permeate somewhere else.
If you told me that it had happened before. And this is something, like what you're basically telling me and what the caller is telling me is that because of the way Aaron Boone managed, subconsciously, Gerrit Cole thought to himself, he doesn't have to cover first base. That is not what happened. It's just not. There's not many players that get the benefit of the doubt. Ooh. There's not. Like Carlos Rodon in that spot should not get the benefit of the doubt. Gerrit Cole does, in my opinion. So does Aaron Judge for dropping the pop-up, as bad as it was.
Yeah,
that's
but dropping the pop-up's not a lack of hustle.
You think
that's not a lack of hustle.
I didn't say Aaron it's a lack of
Aaron
hustle.
Aaron Judge is running to walls out there in the middle of the season.
Paid to catch the ball, just like he's paid to cover first base. Your two biggest players
There's two different things. There's one is a physical error, which is what Aaron Judge had. Another one is a mental lapse, which is what Gerrit Cole had. And the mental lapses, you know, tend to go back to the lack of fundamentals and expectations and intensity that the manager or the coach brings to the team. I'm just telling you.
I am on an island here. We're going to take a break. We got to get CeeLo in. I'll take these calls for sure. You guys can beat me up. I am blown away by this, but okay. Fair enough.
Don't be blown away by
it. I am. I actually never thought this many people would think this is Aaron Boone's fault, this one specific play we're talking about.
It's because of all the
I know what you're saying,
and I
disagree.
That Yankee fans feel about a lack of intensity or hustle. And I was just, and what I was, how we all got into this is because I was saying how great Aaron Judge is as a baseball player.
Right.
And I've never seen him dog it. Ever. He may not come through in the playoffs, but that's not because he's not hustling. Yeah, he dropped the fly ball.
He dropped the ball.
Physical. That happens. Not covering first base, that's a mental error, and that is fundamentals, and that is a lax attitude. I'm sorry.
I disagree. We will agree to disagree. Yep.
Okay.
We will take a break. We'll get CeeLo in coming up next on the Boomer and Geo Show. On the
Cole forgot to cover.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout. No reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, 8:35. I promise we will get to your calls in just a couple of minutes. We got a lot of people on the board. We apparently touched a nerve with this, so that's kind of cool. But CeeLo is in here now. We'll get to the calls after Chris.
Great. Let me piss off all the callers that are waiting.
Well, it's okay. No, it's fine.
Well, you got
fine.
A
We're
job to do,
yeah.
CeeLo.
We'll get to them.
Get your job done and stop whining
get
about
my
it.
It's 8:36. All right, Chris, 4 minutes
time to do my shower.
No, all the callers are going to be mad at me. You going to go run into social media and put that up there?
No. Okay. Happened one time.
All right, good.
Boy, you don't let up.
I know he does, but that's fine. I mean, I've accepted that by now.
But just listen to what he just said.
What did I say?
I don't want to piss off all the callers.
No, I didn't say I don't want to. I said I'm going to piss off the callers that are lined up here.
You're doing your job. We got plenty of callers. We're going to get to them.
All right, here's what we're going to do with the little bit of time that we have, okay? Number one, the Knicks won last night easy over the Heat. We've done audio on that. Great. Karl Anthony Towns, 15 straight points. Mikal Bridges had 28. All good. Josh Hart, triple-double. Great.
They beat a bad team. Great.
Yeah, exactly. And the Nets and the Celtics tonight from Boston. Coverage on the Fan at 7:20. All right. I want to spend a little time here with Tiki Barber from yesterday on the afternoon show because he was a little fired up about something. So John and Suffren called. I'm not even sure what they were talking about. Apparently something with Draymond Green, maybe from the Knicks and Saturday night, whatever, when they took John's call. And here's where it began.
Yeah, I have a big problem with Tiki.
Go ahead. I have a big problem with you, John.
Yeah, that's it. Well, Tiki, are you the one that said once upon a time when Eli was trying to be a leader it was laughable?
Have you watched Eli Manning post-career?
No. Answer my question, not the one you want me to answer.
Answer my question, John, you jackass. It's my show, all right?
So
they started arguing back and forth.
This is real Tiki, by the way.
This was real Tiki. This was not...
What did they call him?
Bad Tiki. No, this is not real Tiki.
This is real Tiki.
And in fact, I've seen the video.
I'm proud of him.
And Tiki, as he's getting fired up, I want you to picture him in the studio yesterday with the very studious looking glasses on.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got a forest green blazer buttoned up. Like, he just looks
gonna pop
as
right through
professional and manly as it gets as he's getting all worked up.
Thank God we got other men around here.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So, there, you know, you answer my question, no, you answer mine, blah, blah, blah. And Tiki eventually had enough.
All you keep doing is doing the same thing you've always done.
John, you're a jackass,
dude.
John, bye. Don't call me anymore. By the way, John's a jackass because he's taking something that he didn't hear. He heard it secondhand in some article by some beat reporter and twisted it into his own narrative. How was relevant to this? I have no idea.
No, I'm still
trying
to figure it out.
It's like he's sitting on this for 13, 15 years or whatever it is. John, you are a loser, dude.
All right. So we got jackass, we got loser.
Oh, yeah.
And then his anger really only continued to build from there.
John, if you're going to call, you got to have your facts right. And if I ask you a question to determine whether or not you have your facts right, answer me. Otherwise, you're just trying to be a jackass. And I hate that about people. I hate people like you, John, because you don't know what you're talking about and you call up.
The voice.
You just bleeped him out. Really?
Uh-huh.
Go Tiki.
Yeah. And then for the dismount.
Wow.
The dismount here.
Yeah, let's hear the dismount.
And the mic drop, whether Tiki realizes it or not. He goes full Tom Coughlin here.
When you call and you act like that, you can kiss my ass, John.
I mean, need to bleep that out, but that's good. Good for Tiki.
Yeah.
I like it. Feisty.
I actually didn't bleep that part. That was part of a Gallo sent me a clip that they were going to fire at on socials.
Got it.
And they bleeped out I hear kiss you. My ass.
Go right. Kiss ass, dude.
I very love funny. It.
So, yeah, you had that, which was interesting.
Clearly annoyed him, so.
Yeah, for sure. Let me give you one other thing before I go, because Boomer was poking around the newsroom wondering what this was, and I told him just to cool his jets a little bit. The Devils did beat Columbus last night 2-1. Now, the Maple Leafs won a game at home against Calgary last night 6-2. Doesn't really matter. Prior to that, they lost two home games in a row. A Leafs fan from Scotland had come to town to watch her team, and they obviously let her down with those two losses. But
it's her fault.
Yeah, she thinks that she may have been at fault for their poor play.
I'm really sorry. I came all the way from Scotland. I thought the Leafs were going to win two games they lost. It must have been the fact that the guys were so overwhelmed at the size of my massive f***ing team. They lost concentration.
Well, you should say this woman.
She's large and in charge.
Yes, she is large, margin in charge.
So you've seen this then?
I have.
Okay. Yes. So apparently she got an up close and personal look at the team and the ice up there in Toronto as well.
They let me sit on the bench. That's why they lost tonight. They were overcome by Scottish pheromones. They didn't know what they were doing.
And she's slamming
Scottish pheromones.
Pheromones, yeah. Yes. So she, I think, at the game got plowed, or both games.
She good was for her.
She's clearly getting intoxicated.
Well, for sure. Man, we always talk about making a road trip to see your team and then they play poorly and you feel
worst.
You imagine if you traveled from Scotland to Toronto and they lost both games?
Yeah. Ouch. Sounds like she still had a good time though. She was out there mixing it up and, you know, talking about her cans.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Very
so
cool.
that was interesting. Flames and Rangers tonight. Islanders at Penguins. Oh, let's see what's going on in this baseball game here. 4-1, top of the ninth, as the Dodgers are headed towards.
Dodgers going to win. Shocking.
First,
going
to be undefeated.
Season. Yeah, 162-0. Right.
We shall see.
Okay.
You never know. That's it.
I mean,
my man.
You want me to keep going? I keep going.
No, it's fine. That's fine. If that's what you got, we're good.
I have
got
more stuff.
It's 17 callers.
Right. Exactly. I figure you want to get to those. Jammed up.
Save whatever else you have for next hour.
Sounds good.
We'll be bored by this, I'm sure, in 10 minutes. So,
okay.
We will see you next hour, CeeLo. All right, guys, your call is coming up next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout. No reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Promise.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, 888-808-1019 is the number. It is the Boomer and Geo program on this Tuesday. We'll run through these calls now. I'll take them in the order that they came in. Just so you are aware of what you're talking about, if you just turned the radio on, we were talking about the odds and the MVP, and it got to Aaron Judge, how great he is. We mentioned the pop-up, and then it got to Garrett Cole and not covering first base, and Boomer and I had a little bit of a disagreement with that, and then the calls started flooding in. So with that said, here is Matt in Middletown first up. What's up, Matt?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. Listen, I called in last year before the Mets faced the Yankees in the Subway Series at Citi, and I said, the Yankees are overrated. They were overrated last year, and they got worse this year. And it's going to be a long season, Yankee fans, because you got Schmidt, Goldschmidt, sneezed, hurt his back, and then you got nobody to second Judge. Cole's obviously down. They should not have the third best odds for the World Series.
Guys. All right, so that's going back to that conversation, which is where it started, actually, with the odds and the over-under of the 88.5. Here is Jerry in South Hackensack. What's up, Jerry?
Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks
Real quick, Boomer, I had an opportunity
Thanks. I had an opportunity to meet you at the University of Maryland campus about a week after we lost a tough game against the Bo Jackson-led Auburn Tigers. Yep. I want to say it was 36-23. Couldn't have been more gracious back then. I always want to thank you for that.
Oh, thank you, Jerry. They, appreciate the problem that. With, yep.
Yeah, and let's go Terps. Hey, listen, it's not so much – I'm going to preface by saying Cole should have covered first. He should have made the attempt. The play, though, was – Rizzo charging the damn ball, catching it, and stepping on first. There was no way we were going to get Best any other way because the guy could fly. All right? Again, Cole should have made the effort, but there was no way. Rizzo just sat back there on a slow ground ball, let it come to him. There was no way we were getting him out. And part of it is a bit of a reflection. I don't blame Boone in that. I mean, running the bases like drunken sailors, kicking and throwing the ball away. That's a reflection on your manager. That's on Rizzo. It's not on Cole. It's on Rizzo, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, it was amazing. Three players. Thanks, Jerry. You know, three players were involved in that play, and one of them was hustling. And one of them basically plays for the Dodgers, and the Dodgers basically told you all you – Joe Kelly, by the way, was the guy.
That's it, yes.
Was the guy who basically, after the World Series was over, kind of took a shot at the Yankees and their lack of fundamentals.
I'm not arguing that point at all. Right. I think you're dead on about that. You're right when you say that they weren't the best defensive team. But I just can't in that instance blame the guy who has been really good for me and as dependable as they come. He had, and you know what? Maybe
maybe it was a miscommunication. Both players just thought the other player was going to do something different. I don't know. They play together forever, and they practice these.
They do right in the start of spring training.
Yeah, they practice them every day, every single day, 100 miles an hour. Go! And I all I'm saying is that there's an attitude around a team where expectations come from the fans, expectations come from the front office, and those expectations have to be held accountable by the manager or the head coach. And all I'm saying to you is that there's something, like, I don't think anybody thinks Dave Roberts is like the next Billy Martin.
No, matter of fact, it'd be quite opposite. A lot of people don't think he's...
But there's a healthy respect for that manager. By the way, the best player on that team, who got to that team last year, basically runs his ass off, steals bases, gets key hits, and leads by example, just like Aaron Judge does.
And you know who might have got fired if they didn't win the World Series last
Dave
year?
Dave Roberts.
Dave Roberts.
I understand.
That is true.
Because they got like $1 billion
yes.
invested into that team.
And they have underachieved
because
for years.
Because there's expectations that manager's got to handle that.
Yes, that is true. Aaron in Connecticut. Aaron, good morning. How are you?
Not bad. How are you guys?
Good. What's going on?
Just quickly on the Gerrit Cole play that was brought up. I was a pitcher. I pitched through college and through high school. PFPs or pitcher fielding practice were every single day, every single spring training that we had. Looking at that play, I don't think it's on Aaron Boone. It's clearly a miscommunication. I think Gerrit Cole was expecting Rizzo to charge it and cover the base. Rizzo stayed back on it to avoid getting a weird bounce, and that's it. I disagree with the fact that it was Aaron Boone. That he was the factor in that. I think it was a clear miscommunication in a huge moment, and that's all it was.
Aaron, let me just ask you one question as a pitcher. Should your ass be at first base or shouldn't it?
It should. But
okay, all right, that's all.
He's not going to let you go anymore.
Well, that's all I needed to know.
And I'm not arguing that point.
I'm going to tell you right now, Billy Martin was your manager, and you were like in for an 0-for-32 slump.
Mm-hmm.
And you were in that batting cage every single day practicing and hitting and trying to get yourself out of that slump. I don't think he would ever say one word to you other than be supportive. But if you were in that 0-for-32 slump and one night you went out, you had a few beers, you showed up 20 minutes before you needed to show up, or you were late a couple days, all of a sudden that guy's going to be up your ass.
And he should be.
Just like you like to be.
But I can't equate that with Gerrit Cole. And it's not 1968 anymore. The managers don't treat players like that, and it's not the same game. It's just not. And we're not talking about Gerrit Cole going out and getting plowed the night before and then not covering first base the next night. To me, it's just, I think this is a great argument for a lot of different players, just not him. In that spot. That's just our disagreement.
I'm just telling you, right? Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
That's all right, fine.
All right, you've given up. Bobby in Belleville. What's up, Bobby?
Hey, good morning, men.
What's going on?
What's happening, Bobby?
Jerry, first of all, I always back you against Boomer. Boomer constantly picks on you. But the thing I want to say is, if you check the first, second, or third inning, that happened then.
He went a couple of
steps, and he pointed to first, and then they got him at first. But that happened. Get that replay.
So did he, I have the MLB app. I can do that. So you're telling me that in the first couple of innings, he either failed to cover first base, or did he make the call?
Same thing happened, but this time it was better for the first baseman to catch the ball and go to first.
See,
That's a little bit, right. So Betts is the one that makes this even more complicated because of who's running.
Even more, I want my superstars busting their ass.
I agree with you. I don't disagree with you.
I'm sorry. I we played softball together, and a lot of it was for effect. But I would yell at you guys
all the time.
You know, all the time. But most of it was for a show.
Of course.
But still, there was some reality in there for me, anyway.
Well, because it drove you nuts when we weren't going 100% and we weren't busting our hamstring down the first baseline like Gio did.
The guy who was always, out of all you guys here, who do you think was the guy that went 100% all the time?
Oh, I'd say Eddie. I feel like Eddie ran very hard to first base.
Yeah, I agree. Eddie, there were near and collisions at home plate as catcher.
Awesome. I could never yell at Eddie. And if you notice, I never, ever yelled at Eddie because he was giving it his all. And I could tell. I could easily
that
tell.
That is true.
You, on the other hand, little bump in his shin. I got to sit down.
Well, that's quitting. That's soft. Not.
That's not effort. God.
That's just, I don't want to do this.
Are you hurt or are you injured? What are we doing?
Severe bone bruise.
Right, exactly.
That was before I even knew I had osteoporosis, so I really.
I mean, if you would have known that you had osteoporosis when you hurt your shin, you would have been crying on the bench.
Yes.
Take a look at Eddie running down. He's running hard. Well,
I know he always did. He always did. I never, ever questioned your effort, Eddie.
Thank you, sir. I did a nice job coaching first base there, too, calling him.
You had a bad back or something. I mean, I don't know. You had a lot of issues.
No, it was the back. It was 100% the back.
But your back's good now.
The back has been better, yes, very much so.
I mean, you play golf all the time.
After I didn't play for 20 years. I am back to playing often. So that's if we were playing softball, I'd be back to playing. That is very true.
All right.
But we're not. And that's your fault. Game should have been on Thursday night, not Monday night by the Tappan Zee Bridge at 7 p.m., with an alarm that goes off at 2:30 a.m. Not well planned out. Yes. Quick break. When we come back, we'll reset the program.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.